while since we spoke about the Svarim. I want to talk about new Svarim, or Svarim they're at, which are important to know. The Sefer called Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel was written by Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, who, aside from being a Talmud in Tells and learning in Brisk, was the head of the London Beis Din for many years before he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. He was a massive Talmud Chacham and Dayan, and he was a historical figure of note also. The Sefer Chazon Yecheskel is really important, I think, for three or four reasons. This is why it's good to know. Number one, the Tosefta is not a Sefer which gets learned, certainly as much as Mishnayos. Brisa is going to have like a systematic work the same way. It's more when it comes up in Gemaras. But Tosefta is a Maimer Chazal. It's a Maimer Chazal and a Tosefta. And the Tosefta often is able to contribute and shed light into different sugyas. The Tosefta, though, is often a Sefer, which is a little bit of a closed work. It's not always as accessible, and nor all of the, it's a little bit hard to understand sometimes. And understanding its relevance in the context of the sugya can become a little bit challenging. It's one of the great works on the Tosefta. It's a Sefer from, again, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky called Chazon Yecheskel. There are, we would say, three main sections to the Sefer, and that's why it's good to know if you're ever learning Tosefta. He has discussion about what the right girsa and text of the Tosefta was. Svarim that people tend to have learned a little bit less, so the girsas, the text of them, can become a little bit more challenging to pin down. So he goes through different girsas, the text of the Tosefta. He then has two sections. One is what he calls he has chidushim and he has biurim. Biurim help explain what the pshat in the Tosefta is. So you come across the Tosefta and it's hard to figure out. The biurim in the Chazon Yecheskel help clarify that. He also has chidushim. Chidushim are based in many ways on the Tosefta. Shtikl Torahs. There, he's a regular Achron, one of the great Talmidim, again, of Reb Chaim Brisker, one of the great Dayanim. So Reb Yecheskel Abramsky here in the biurim comes along and he explains a lot of what emerged from the Tosefta. What you'll often find is the Sefer is quoted. This happens sometimes where you write a commentary on something, and in many ways people often will care more about the commentary than what you actually wrote it on. So as an example, obviously they care about what it's written on, but when it comes like the Minchas Chinuch, many people will look up a Minchas Chinuch, sometimes not even really focused on what the Sefer HaChinuch writes, but they're focused more on a Minchas Chinuch, is a commentary on Sefer HaChinuch, like what were his contributions. When you're learning a sugya sometimes, if you look around in Achronim, you will sometimes be pointed to a Chazon Yecheskel. Not just because you're trying to find out pshat in a Tosefta, but he's one of the great Achronim. What makes him very important is that it's written kim'at on all of the Tosefta. So if you're learning Mesechtas especially that don't have as many Achronim, you're learning Mesechtas that people don't write on as much or the sections as much. Let's say many of the Gedolei Achronim, so they write on certain areas of Mesechta and on certain Mesechtas, but not on the whole Mesechta or things like that. So the Chazon Yecheskel is on kimat everything. It's on kimat everything. And because of that, it becomes an immensely unique Sefer. It's also a very famous Sefer because of the circumstances under which part of it was written. And this is something which is very important to know. He had an interesting life. He had times in his life where he was in incredibly difficult situations. We'll speak about it in a minute. As one, I guess, more, I think he was learning in Tells. All they had in Tells at that particular tkufa were Gemaras and some beaten up Rashbas. That's all that they had. They had no other Sfarim to look at, nothing else to work off of. And eventually, when he was the Rosh Beis Din of the London Beis Din, who really established London Beis Din as being a very significant institution, so there he was certainly in a little bit of a better financial place. He was, however, when he was in Russia, he was tried and convicted for trying to oppose, I believe, the communist government. He was sent to Siberia. He was in Siberia for a couple of years, I believe. While he was in Siberia, he continued to work on Chazon Yecheskel. The only thing was, he didn't even have paper. He didn't have always paper. A lot of Chazon Yecheskel, they say, or sections of it, were written while he was in Siberia on old cigarette paper. He couldn't get anything else to write on. So on old cigarette paper, he would write. They write in one of the Hakdamas, when they tried to put out some of his Sfarim, that's some of the things that were written from that particular Tkufa, there were times where there wasn't enough ink in the pen to be able to write it down, so they were trying to figure out exactly what he wrote, but they weren't really always able to. They write in the Hakdama to Chazan Yecheskel, before Mesechah Shkalim, they write that that even though he wrote Mesechah Shkalim, the commentary, when he was still alive, I think even in Siberia or in that particular stretch of time, they did not publish the Sefer while he was alive. He said that he was not so happy with the Sefer, that he wanted to be able to rewrite the Sefer at some point in life, that particular volume, but he wasn't able to, so a lot of it got printed in his lifetime. Once he passed away and they saw that he wasn't able to, they decided it would be worthwhile, it would be better to print that volume of what he wrote, even under those trying circumstances. In many cases, I think you say these Sfarim were written, some of them, without that many Sfarim in front of him. He was just going from memory, you know, for a lot of it to be able to be done. There is a Maisa that they say, about why Dafka didn't want the parts he wrote, I think at least in Siberia, some other places, to be published ideally, was because he said his whole life, I think, what they say, his whole life he was machbit for what the Gemara describes in Maseches Brachos of Takanas Ezra. If a man becomes a Balkari, so before you learn Torah, you go to the mikvah. We, Bisman Hazeb, Bederach Klal, don't do that. Some Chassidim are more machbit, some people in general are a little bit more machbit, but the Minhag HaOlam nowadays, what the Gemara tells us, is that we are not so machbit for that. But I believe that when he said, the way they say, the mice over, that when he was in for part of this time, when he was under these trying circumstances, when he was sent away, and he was writing Chazan Yecheskel, but wasn't able to be machbid on Tevilas Ezra, so he was nervous, he was not happy with the Torah necessarily that was done in as pure a way as possible, and therefore he did not want it to get out. He tried to get out of Rush and become the Rav of Petach Tikva. Again, he ended up coming to London Beis Din. That was a big chiddush, because London Beis Din Chief Rabbi Hertz, if you are British, Chief Rabbi Hertz was in charge at the time, and they brought in like a real sort of classic European Reb Chaim Brisker Talmud to be the Av Beis Din there. That was a very, very, the Rosh Beis Din there, that was a very, very big deal. But he played like a monumental role in setting up a lot of like the way the Beis Din still functions nowadays, and a very important Beis Din at that. So if you're ever learning and you come across a Tosefta and you want someone that's going to help explain the Tosefta, someone's going to potentially give you a very good Torah on the Sefer or Stam. You see the Sefer quoted, so the Sefer Chazan Yecheskel becomes a very important Sefer. We've quoted in the past, and with this, I think we'll end. I think they say about the Ketzos. The Ketzos wrote both the Ketzos and the Avnei Miluim. The Ketzos is more popular than Avnei Miluim in many Batei Medrash. Different theories as to why, but I think that one thing they say about the Ketzos was he wrote the Ketzos in much more trying circumstances. He wrote the Ketzos when he was really incredibly, incredibly poor. And sometimes the Torah that you learn through a Torah of Mesiras Nefesh is a Torah which lasts longer. It's a Torah which is more impactful. And if a Torah which is learned through Mesiras Nefesh is more impactful, so Chazan Yecheskel becomes a really important sefer. It's written through unfathomable, at least elements of it, were written through unfathomable amounts of Mesiras Nefesh. Something which is, again, it's a good sefer to know. It comes up in a lot of different places. And it can be a wonderful resource to be aware of. Talk about what we're doing for sure today.